deep in the mirror to find everything that isn't right with myself. God only knows I've tried to fight it, fight it. It's just the world that's always crying, crying. The devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you be playing with the fire. So don't believe the lie, it comes at a price. Looks like you got somewhere to be, people you need to see, gotta keep up. They say image is everything, making it hard to think that you're enough. God only knows you've tried.
through your teeth, you smoothie, me ice cold pizza, cafe au lait, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon, I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up bomb, cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
Praise God. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus this morning, my prayer is help us to change. Help us to embrace change. Help us to grow. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. I thank you this morning for favor. I thank you this morning, Father God, that we are right in the place where you desire us to be. Manifest your glory this morning, Father. Manifest your glory this morning. Thank you for a manifestation, a revelation of you. Thank you this morning that your favor rests upon us and that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We understand that they'll be formed, but they will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Help us work with your change. And Father God, we'll be ever so grateful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. So again, good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Taylor. I want you to take a few minutes. And I want you to thank God for his favor that is resting upon you this morning.
God's favor.
darkness out there. Nothing compares to the blessing He has for you. Just put your trust in Him and observe His plan for you. God's favor will open doors that you never thought you'd go through. He'll give you peace of mind. Confusion's all around.
Coming up on Pentecost Sunday, and I want you to think about something. Some of you have not completed your mission. I don't know why, but some of you, and you know what? I can't even tell you what the mission is, because God has a plan for each and every one of our lives. And in that plan, guess what? There is no failure. There is no failure. But you see, there's a real, live, genuine evil spirit who has subordinate evil spirits, demons and devils. And all they see and all they bring is failure. But what you got to realize is that the day that the Holy Spirit came and was given, failure truthfully and honestly was eradicated in your life as a believer. Now, I need you to think about something for a minute. And I need you to think about this for real and sincerely. Do you think or do you believe? Can you wrap your head around this? That the Holy Spirit was sent in order for the body of Christ, indwelt and filled with, to fail. I mean, that just doesn't even make sense. No kind of sense. See, your own spirit was born again on the day you asked the Holy Spirit to come into you and fill you. In actuality, God's Holy Spirit came in the day you became born again. So when you asked Jesus to come in, he came into your heart. Well, Jesus came, God came, the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit has never, ever thought about failure in your life. Do you understand that? Because now this I've seen, and I just took this website down maybe a couple years ago. Not many though, maybe three. God allowed me to see his archives, his books. Oh, maybe it's more than three. It's about maybe five. And the Holy Spirit, while I was up there in heaven looking at the books, in this really beautiful library. It was the biggest library I'd ever seen. And all the books were volumes and volumes and volumes of books. And then God told me that each one of us has a number, and that if you go to the number with in the volume of the book, you could see your destiny in that book. So I came back and I was telling everybody I saw the book. I heard the numbers. And I even asked God about a couple of people. He showed me my number. And a lot of people went and asked him about their numbers, according to their number, according to the number of their days, the Bible said. But you know what? I don't recall seeing. I don't recall seeing anybody's name and number or anything by their name and number that said failure. And God brought that back to my remembrance this morning. I haven't had much sleep because after I come off of the podcast, it takes me time to come back, decompress. It takes time for the anointing to fade away, you know, from the point that it's at when I'm on these shows. So I didn't really know what God was going to talk about this morning. because I know whenever I go on Shannon's show, no telling what time we'll finish. I already know that. And I was glad to be back on my friend's show last night. I hope you got the email from Jessica telling you I was going to be on Omega Man Radio at midnight last night. So the only thing that God was talking to me about this morning is his favor. And the fact that he has some awesome plans for you, and that he has sent help from heaven to implement those plans. You know why? So that you can glorify God in this life, and so that you can live in two realms at once. I talked about this many times. But now God is saying, you can't fail. You really can't. Because God wants you to understand and live in and walk in the fact and the truth that there's no failure in Christ. There's absolutely no failure in Christ. Our Savior, Lord Jesus, he completed the mission that he had been sent here to complete. And that is the saving, and that was and is and will be eternally life for us. Life with benefits. I don't think any of us, self included, has experienced all of the benefits that God has for us. But you see, when God's favor, when God's favor takes over and covers us, brothers and sisters, there is such a manifestation of kindness and joy and peace. And you experience a turnaround. When you experience that turnaround, you don't live as a victim anymore. When you experience that turnaround, and guess what? This is not something that's going to be because somebody's so special and got more than everybody else. That's not how it works. It works like this. You must be a believer. Because turnaround, favor, rest and abide on the life of every believer. God doesn't love any one person, please get this, any more than he loves you. He doesn't love anybody. There's nobody more special than you. The only difference between one person and another person is how much faith do they have? How much faith do they have? And what is so sad is that some people see other people and they begin to covet what somebody else has. And then that covetousness causes them to think that they could take something or steal something. It is really, really sad. Nevertheless, it's the truth. You've got to be able to discern and know your own actions. You've got to be completely honest with God and yourself. You got to be real with God and yourself. Because his favor don't rest on covetousness. His favor doesn't rest on jealousy. His favor doesn't rest on envy and maliciousness. It doesn't. Because God is good. And your name is already in the book. There's a book. The Bible talks about them. I've seen that big, 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 beautiful library with all those books. Marvel not, but rather that your name are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That comes from Luke chapter 10. Marvel not that the spirits are subject unto you, but that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Brothers and sisters, you got to stop dying and begin to live. You got to stop striving and begin to thrive. Because your name is written. And the only person who knows the back of the book, the ending of the book, is God. But you got to live from this earth realm so that you can benefit partake of the benefits that our Father God has for you that have already been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're not going to get them in the natural realm. However, you got to go through this in the natural realm to partake of them because it's already been designated. And you got to be able to begin to see God's goodness on your own life. And not only that, you got to be willing to change. In the next couple of days coming up here, it's going to be Pentecost Sunday. I would hate to see some of you miss out because you're just too stubborn. Because you think, however it was 10 years ago, please look around you. 10 years is finished. Things are never going to be the same. Coronavirus tells you that. It shows you that. They're never going to be the same. You're not going back to anything. You must embrace this change. And you got to embrace it knowing and believing that you cannot fail. Jesus said, I know your works. We're talking to the church. I know your works. He knows all your works. He knows your good works. And he knows your bad works. You can try to block this stuff out your own mind. But nevertheless, you're going to stand before God. But you don't want to have to wait till you get to heaven. Because God say if you give up lands and houses, that he'll give you more in this life and the life to come. Whatever your mountain is, you're going to have to make it move yourself. Whatever your giant is, you're going to have to kill it and bring it down. And that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. You got to know. And this is no hype here. You see, when you embrace change and when you can embrace this change that's taking place right now, it's going to bring you into a much, much more favored place with God. You know why? Because you will have overcome something to get there. Nobody is ordained to do it for you. Nobody is ordained to do for you what you won't do for yourself. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. When you embrace this change, you're going to see your own prayers answered without even speaking them. Because God says, I know the plans I have for you. You don't know them. And except the Holy Spirit reveal it to you, you'll never know it. And then the Holy Spirit can reveal it to you. And you still got to be in line with and under God's favor to possess it. To possess it. I don't care how good you think it is right now. It's going to get better. I don't care how bad you think it is right now. It's going to get better. Got to get to the point with you. Like God hears and is reading your prayers without words. It's called the glory. It's called the glory realm. And the glory, brothers and sisters, increases. It increases. It increases with the favor of God on your life to the point that you can see physical changes happening for the better. Your life increasing with favor as God begins to reveal his glory in your life. You see, Satan still ain't figured it out yet. Because he goes by chance. He goes by the odds. He ain't figured it out yet. It is counterproductive for a demon to torment you if you're a believer. You know why? Because all the enemy is doing is pushing you more towards God's favor. The enemy is causing you to seek God more. Why? What happens there? Simple. The victim becomes the victor and begins to enter into the victory. That's you. That's me. That's us. You need this kind of manifestation of God in your own life. You see, you are God's own child, according to your own born again experience with Him. God loves you. God believes in you more than any other person you know. I remember saying to Shannon last night, you see, Shannon, I said, I had to prove something to myself. I'm not the kind of person that I don't like piggybacking off nobody. When I stand up, I want to stand up because Christ in me enabled me to do it, whatever it is. As I was on Shannon's show, I didn't want it to look like Shannon's show was making Headline Ministry. Nope. Or anybody else's, for that matter. Because I'm the kind of person, I got to do it. And I got to have that pleasure of knowing that God and me were a majority, that God enabled me to do it. Yeah, God uses people, but that's just something in me. And so I told Shannon, you know, that's why I didn't do shows for a while. Because I had to know that no matter what happened, I could stand up and do this for God. God in me. Because I learned a long time ago, nothing is forever. Change takes place. And I got to know that I know that I know that I know that whatever it is I got to do, I can do it. God, Christ, and me. I have to know that I know that I know my sufficiency is of God. Why are you like that, Erica? Because I read in the Bible, it said, put not your trust in the arm of flesh. I read where Jesus said, men's hearts are desperately wicked. I've had so much experience with the devil and demons, I know he'll use anybody. But this is what I know. Jesus told Peter, he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Brothers and sisters, you can only walk in that assurance when you lay the right foundation, when you build upon the word of God and watch God do the manifestation. I could go anywhere in the whole wide world with the confidence. If I had a computer, if I have a computer and a Bible, Bible first, I could minister as unto the Lord and I will get the same results. Better. Better. The Apostle Paul said, I never built on another man's foundation. And I can say, I never built on another man's foundation because I trust God. And He leads, He guides, He directs. He leads, He guides, He directs. You, me, to the fulfillment and the completion of His mission. I read about proselytes, people who come in and steal. And I said, God, I don't ever want to be one of those. If you can't do it, then I shouldn't be doing it. If you can't build it, then I shouldn't be part of it. If you're not the foundation, it ain't for me. And when I made God those vows, I have kept them for over 35 years. And you know what? As far as God is towards me and with regard to me, I've never failed at anything. I've never failed at anything. I've raised up over 60 ministers, and they're not failures because they learn the basics. The number one basic, your foundation is in Christ. Number two, God forever teaches you. If God can't teach you, that means you have an unteachable spirit and you're going to fail. If you can't honor God's people and you have to see yourself put on a platform, you're on a platform to failure. God is in the people business. God is in the respect business, the honoring business. Everything He says in His word is absolutely true. And when you violate that, let me tell you something about failure. Failure is not necessarily bad, because David said, I'd rather be the doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. The doorkeeper. Failure will get you to success, because God builds up His stamina within you. He doesn't make you fail, because I'm telling you, failure isn't in Him. But you see, there's a rebellious spirit in each and every one of us. We're born into it. Why? Because we're born into sin and shaped in iniquity. Little kids come here saying no and shaking their head. They don't know why. Because they're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But brothers and sisters, your foundation in Christ is measured and built upon your integrity. in him and of him? How much of his character is in you for real? For real. It's going to show. Whatever's in you is going to show. Whatever's in you is either going to bring you into God's favor or his disfavor. Everybody that comes into your life is either going to disconnect you or reconnect you to God. That's what it's about. But you got to know for real, no hype. Not because you think you're some great one and you got more than everybody else. And oh man, you just suffering for Christ. Brothers and sisters, it ain't so. You're suffering because of your sin. You're suffering because of your rebellion. You're suffering because you don't want to do it God's way. You're suffering because you don't want to embrace him wholly. 100%. That's why you're suffering. You're suffering because you'd rather believe a lie than believe the truth. Jesus said, all power in heaven, on earth, and under the earth is in his hands. He said, behold, I give unto you power. Power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. You're suffering because you think you're entitled to something. You're not. I know people who think that it's okay to take something that belongs to somebody else. And then they believe the lie that God told them. God, no. God talks about the work of your hands. Your hands, your work. Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is daylight. Because the night cometh when no man can work. And remember, the thief is so big, so dishonest. The thief. I'm talking about the thief. But guess what? When you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, some of that is in you. Some of that is in me every day. I work to get it out. I don't want it. There's a spirit in you that wants to murder you and everything around you. Wants to kill it off. But brothers and sisters, God loves you. He's looking at you. He's rooting for you to come into his favor. To come into the knowledge of how he does things. The Bible says Moses knew his ways. You can't know of God. You got to know God. You got to understand his character. Some of you are in trouble because you're just fighting God, trying to build his nature and his character in you. Not the nature and character of a man, but the nature and character of a holy God that loves you, that lives in you. God has such an extreme passion for you, for each one of us. He bought you. He knows you're worth the price he paid. But some of you just don't get it. Listen, God has a way of making each and every one of us feel like we're his favorite. That's part of his amazing love. And you know what? God has his own way of making all his children who love him and who obey him experience Yeah. It's already written in the book. It's already recorded in heaven. You got to walk it out with the knowledge. It's already been recorded. You cannot fail. Your assignment in this life is to share with people the knowledge of him and thus bring them into his favor. Your sob story isn't going to get it, because the story that has been recorded in heaven, in the Lamb's Book of Life, is how you made it over, how you overcame, how you entered into victory and then entered into his rest. The favor of God. The favor of God is upon your life. God has a prophetic timetable. You're in it. There is no failure. There is no failure in Christ.
Oh, how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Don't forget to pray for the President of the United States of America. It's Erica Shepherd coming to you from under an open heaven in Dalton, Georgia, Jesus Believers Church, home of the Tedline. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. I will see you tomorrow, either on her earth or in heaven.